The COVID-19 health crisis is creating an economic nightmare for jobs and businesses around Australia. But the charities and not-for-profit sector is being hit particularly hard. Their donations have dried up as people tighten their belts, and fundraising events have had to be cancelled because of new social distancing restrictions. The industry employs around 1.3 million Australians. That's 10% of Australia's workforce, but is facing enormous job losses. At the same time, more people are leaning in on charities for support as the crisis hits communities across the country. David Crosby is the CEO of the Community Council of Australia, the peak body for Australia's charities and not-for-profit sector. While the government has included not-for-profits in their stimulus package that passed at the beginning of the week, David Crosby says it's not enough. He spoke with National Radio News political reporter Amanda Kopp.
You have welcomed the government's cash payments to businesses, which now includes not-for-profits too, as well as the government's guarantees for bank loans. Unfortunately, some of those payments in the government's stimulus package won't flow for another couple of weeks. What do you think is going to happen to charities and not-for-profits while they wait for that money? Are we going to see job losses or potentially shutdowns before that money arrives?
The short answer is yes. Charities are already facing a real loss of income. Many charities rely on events, fundraising events, education events, training events to bring in fees. Already I know staff are being given notice across charities because the charities can't see any way in which their income can recover. If they're looking at their income across 12 months, it's going to be significantly down.
How many job losses are we talking?
I think we're talking over 100,000 in the charity sector alone.
Is that even with the government support or until government support arrives?
I think even with the government support, we're going to be looking at least 100,000 jobs going. This morning, I had an email from a leading charity that's given stand-down notices to 5,000 staff and more expected in that charity because many charities rely on money from fees for services, whether that's training or events or even their fundraising events that rely on people interacting with people. Many of those activities can no longer take place. Their income's been very significantly impacted. Many charities are having to make very tough decisions right at the moment.
Absolutely. Those are some pretty scary numbers in terms of job losses. What extra measures do you want the government to implement to try and prevent that sort of scenario?
We'd really like all governments across Australia to commit to maintaining their funding to charities. So the last thing we need now is uncertainty in government funding as well as uncertainty in fundraising, and it would provide an incredible measure of security and enable us to keep more staff employed in the charity sector.
How are charities currently dealing with the fact that they're going to see increased demand on all of their services while at the same time they're seeing these falling revenues?
Well, it's really difficult. And not only falling revenues, falling staff and volunteer availability. As more people contract COVID-19 or in isolation or quarantine, we're going to have issues around staff availability across the charity sector.
Unfortunately, with situations like this, every industry is struggling. Every industry is going to the government asking for help, lobbying for more money. What do you think makes the charity sector a standout? Why do you think the government should give the charity sector in particular more money or more support?
Well, in some ways, I don't see us as competing with other people. In many ways, we're complementary. Charities are really at the heart of our communities. Charities are specifically tasked to provide a public benefit, or they cannot be a charity. So we know that charities across this country are working for public benefit. That public benefit enables our communities to be resilient, to be strong, and in many cases, it's the charities that will enable communities to get through these tough times and be able to bounce back on the other side.
We're all in hard times at the moment. Can you see any positives in this crisis that we're going to be in for quite a while?
It's really difficult for all of us having to isolate more. But I don't think we should see ourselves as being alone. We're in a position now where we are all experiencing challenges to our lives, and we're all making a contribution to the greater good by isolating and trying to do the right thing. And in some ways, that's a strength. Remember that you're not alone, that your organisation's not alone, that the difficulties you're facing, many others are facing, and that we will get through it and on the other side, hopefully, have a greater sense of the other and be even stronger within our community.
David Crosby, CEO of the Community Council of Australia, speaking to Canberra correspondent Amanda Kopp.